Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And I'll tell you right up front, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold and making my throat scratchy, so we'll just kind of have to muscle our way through this one. We're going to start out this time around with the North Carolina Azalea Festival. That's April 7th through the 10th in Wilmington. The Abbott Brothers are the headliner on that Thursday night. And, of course, the event continues through Sunday in Wilmington. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Raleigh's award-winning marathon and half marathon is a great springtime event for locals and travelers alike. With a downtown start, finish, and post-race festival, Rock and Roll Raleigh also features a number of bands playing along the marathon route. In addition to the marathon and half marathon on Sunday, there's the Rock and Roll Raleigh 5K run on Saturday. Again, April 9 and 10, Raleigh's Rock and Roll Marathon. The 4th Annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival is coming up Friday, April 15th, the Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of Southernness. The goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. Again, the festival is set for April 15th, and it all starts at 6 p.m. with food, festivities, and some of the area's best music. The concert is free and is for all ages. Food trucks, vendors, and street performers will also join the festivities. Converge North Carolina is sponsored by Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation and is a part of the UNC campus-wide theme, Water in Our World. Moogfest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Moogfest is the synthesis of music, art, and technology. Since 2004, Moogfest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. By day, Moogfest is a platform for conversation and experimentation. This mind-expanding conference attracts creative and technology enthusiasts for 3 days of participatory programming. By night, Moogfest presents cutting-edge music in venues throughout the city. Performing artists include early pioneers in electronic music, alongside pop and avant-garde experimentalists of today. Again, that's Moogfest. At various venues, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. The schedule at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh has gotten a little bit longer. Of course, Red Hat is in downtown Raleigh on South McDowell Street. The phone number, 919-996-8800. Okay, Friday, April 8th, it is Gavin DeGraw. Wednesday, May 11th, Pentatonix, the World Tour 2016. Saturday, May 14th, Band Together with Trampled by Turtles and The Devil Makes Three. Thursday, June 9th, it is Lord Huron and Nathaniel Rateliff and The Night Sweats. No ticket needed for this event. Friday, June 10th, it is Ellie Goulding. Saturday, June 11th, M83, also known as Anthony Gonzalez. Wednesday, June 15th, of Monsters and Men. Wednesday, June 29th, 21 Pilots. Sunday, July 3rd, Bare Naked Ladies. Friday, July 15th, Ray LaMontagne. And Friday, August 5th, Walk on the Moon. K Carolina Music Festival is coming up, and we're just going to focus on the month of April because there are no events currently scheduled on the Carolina Music Festival's listing for the month of March. So, April 7th through the 9th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. Big Lick is in its 13th year. April 9 and 10, Rock and Roll Marathon Raleigh, which we've already talked about. April 16th, it is North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh, sponsored by the Pitt Restaurant in the Warehouse District. April 22nd and 23rd, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival in Stella. April 23rd, Triangle Beach Music Festival, Garner. April 23rd, Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. Also on the 23rd, Rocky Fest in the community of Hiddenite. April 28th through the 30th, Family Style Bluegrass Music Festival in Roxborough. April 28th through May 1st, big time event in Wilkesboro, annual Merle Fest. Pickers and grinners from all over the country come for that. April 29th through May 1st, French Broad River Festival in Hot Springs. Okay, moving on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, 919-843-3333. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 23rd and 24th, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Thursday, February 25th, The Nights with Gil Shaham on violin at 7:30. A trailblazing orchestral collective. The Nights roster features composers, arrangers, singers and songwriters, and improvisers whose diverse repertoire and innovative programming include classical masterworks, world premieres, jazz, klezmer, pop, indie, rock, and more. And one of the foremost musicians of our time, Grammy winner Gil Shaham's musical athleticism, inimitable warmth, and generosity of spirit have solidified his renown as an American master. Sunday, February 28th, we've got Swimming in Dark Waters, Other Voices of the American Experience, featured here, Rhiannon Giddens. Friday, March 4th, it is Fred Hirsch on piano and Julian Lage on guitar. Tuesday, March 22nd, the Ghost of Mount Pelier meets the Samurai. Tuesday, March 29th, an evening with storyteller Garrison Keillor. Thursday, April 7th, the Brahms Piano Quartets. Saturday, April 9th, Gabriel Kahane and Timo Andres. And that's the listing that we have so far for Carolina Performing Arts. NC State Center Stage and University Theater, Ticket Central and Thompson Hall. Or you can call 919-515-1100 or email ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Okay, Thursday, February 25th, Jazz Ensemble 1 at Stewart Theater. Friday, February 26th, faculty reciter Dr. Wes Parker Trombone at Stewart Theater. Saturday, February 27th, Music of the British Isles. Three of the NC State Music Department's ensembles join together for a performance rooted in Great Britain. This is at Stewart Theater at 9 p.m. Saturday, February 27th, Kelly Lee Evans. Rising star, singer-songwriter Kelly Lee Evans will immediately draw you in with her naturally magnetic charm and compelling vocal stylings. Some critics have suggested she has a voice that conjures the spirit of Nina Simone. This is at her performance, two of them, Titmus Theater at 5 and 8. Tuesday, March 1st, Wind Ensemble, Stewart Theater. Also at Stewart Theater on Wednesday, March 2nd, the British Brass Band. Wednesday and Thursday, March 16 and 17. Panoramic Dance Project Concert, Stewart Theater. The Panoramic Dance Project represents a diverse range of dance styles, including modern, jazz, hip-hop, African, and Latin, in choreographic work by the director, invited guest artists, and student company members. Saturday, March 19th, it is Cameron Carpenter. Cameron is having a ball smashing the stereotypes of organists and organ music, all the while generating worldwide acclaim. He will perform using his international touring organ, a monumental digital organ of his own design, playable throughout the world. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Thursday, March 31st, Mubeda Sai A Cappella Fest, that is at Stewart Theater. And Friday, April 1st, Concert Choir at Stewart Theater. Sunday, April 3rd at 3 o'clock, The Very Hungry Caterpillar and other Eric Carle favorites, part of the Kid Stuff series. Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia will bring a delightful and imaginative black light adaptation of three of Eric Carle's beloved books. Okay, Duke performances coming up. Friday, February 26, Patty Griffin, Sarah Watkins, and Anais Mitchell at 8 p.m. Page Auditorium. Remind you of the phone numbers for Duke performances. 919-660-3356 or the box office number 919-684-4444. Monday, February 29th, Artist in Residence, Basil Say, Nasher Museum Auditorium at 7 o'clock. This is a free event. Friday, March 4th, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Peter Rowan is to country and bluegrass what Willie Nelson is to country and western. So deep in the traditions that the music seeps out of his pores. That from the San Francisco Chronicle. Both a traditionalist and an explorer, Rowan got his start in the 1960s as the lead vocalist and guitarist in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. Tickets for this March 4th event start at $34. Continuing on, Saturday, March 5th, hooray for the riffraff. Born to Puerto Rican parents, raised in the Bronx, and now a resident of New Orleans, Linda Lee Segura fronts Hooray for the Riffraff, a five-piece band that is equal parts jangly blues and goth-tinged Americana, with Segura's warm alto voice at the center. Performance is at 8 o'clock, tickets start at $34. Friday, March 11th, Deviant Septet, Baldwin Auditorium. Performances at 8, tickets start at $28. Saturday, March 12th, it is the Parker Quartet featuring Kim Kashkashian on viola. Tickets start at $38. Friday, March 25th, it is Conrad Tau on piano. Saturday, March 26th, The Gloaming. Dublin's The Gloaming is a five-piece ensemble featuring some of the world's greatest Celtic musicians, including Martin Hayes, one of the best fiddlers on the planet. That from the San Francisco Chronicle. At Baldwin Auditorium, The Gloaming summon a transfixing blend of musical influences for an evening that is at once visionary and firmly grounded in the rich musical traditions of Ireland. Friday, April 1st, it is Casey Madi Diabete. The singer is a descendant of the most distinguished Griot family of the ancient Manding Empire His name, alongside other griot legends, signifies musical royalty in Mali. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock, Friday, April 1st. Friday, April 8th, it is the Shanghai Quartet featuring Wu Man. This is Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. And Saturday, April 9th, it is Orlando Consort. In a special performance, this Brit native accompanied a screening of the landmark Carl Theodore Dreyer silent film, La Passion de Jeanne d'Arc. I hope I pronounced that one right. With the music of Dufay, Binchois, and other 15th century composers. For 25 years, this five-voice ensemble has produced Renaissance vocal music, noted for its vibrancy and precision. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. No doubt you've heard already that Beyoncé has announced a new stadium tour, and it includes a stop at Carter Finley Stadium in Raleigh. That event occurs Tuesday, May 3rd. Her tour will be in Atlanta 2 days before Raleigh and Nashville 2 days after Raleigh. Okay, North Carolina Museum of Art, Blue Ridge Road. The phone number, 919-839-6262. Now, they've announced two events for the 2016 Summer Concert Series. Sunday, May 1st, it is Snarky Puppy, the eclectic, unclassifiable, genre-defying jazz-funk global collective known as Snarky Puppy, makes its first museum appearance in an early start to the summer concert season. Formed in 2004 at the University of North Texas, the band has toured and recorded with Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg while performing over 300 shows on its own over the past 2 years on four continents. This is at Museum Park at 6:30 on Sunday, May 1st. Then on Friday, June 10th, it is Lake Street Dive. It's nearly unprecedented for the North Carolina Museum of Art to present a band in consecutive seasons, but we were so enthralled by last summer's performance of Lake Street Dive, we jumped at the chance to have them back. The quartet has just released a wonderful new album called Side Pony, which exemplifies their irresistible cross-generational blend of R&B, pop, 60s-era rock, and soul music. This is at the museum's park. Performance starts at 8 o'clock. Again, that's Friday, June 10th, Lake Street Dive. Okay, the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series at the Museum of Art. February 28th, Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond. March 6th, Jompy Quartet at 3. May 8th, Nuance Lyrique at 3 p.m. May 22nd, Boylan Brass at 3 p.m. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, the Art in the Evening series. Now, this is events held Friday evenings at 5:30, and the events are free. No ticket required. February 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. March 4th, Onyx Club Boys. March 11th, Sidecar Social Club. March 18th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. March 25th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. And April 1st, Fusion Collective South. Upcoming events at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Saturday, February 27th, it is the Harlem Globetrotters. Tickets range from $21.50 to $133.50. Friday, March 4th, it is Cat Williams, the Conspiracy Theory Tour. Tickets start at $52. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 11, 12, and 13, it is Garth Brooks with special guest Tricia Yearwood. All tickets are $74.98. The shows all start at 7. March 17 and 19, first and second rounds of the 2016 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship at PNC Arena. Friday, March 25th, Winter Jam 2016, Christian Music's biggest annual tour, Winter Jam Tour Spectacular, features two fan favorites, Grammy Award-winning duo King & Country and Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Matthew West. A suggested $10 donation at the door. Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, it is Monster Jam. Saturday, April 16th, Women's Empowerment with keynote speaker Viola Davis. We're going to move to the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Starting with Friday and Saturday, February 26 and 27, Late Night Catechism 3. Tuesday, March 1st and 15th, it is Carolina Puppet Theater presenting the story of the Three Little Pigs, performances at 11 a.m. Friday, March 11th, the Discovery Series presents Dr. Catherine Laughlin with Placematch, the City Doctor's Guide to Finding Where You Belong. Saturday, March 12th, Beach Party Boys at 7:30. Tuesdays, April 5th and 19th, it is the Carolina Puppet Theater presenting the Saggy Baggy Elephant at 11 a.m. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. February 27th, Garner Showcase of Talent. This is a free event. March 5th, it is the Country Grass Show. March 19th, the Steel Wheels. The Steel Wheels have captured audiences across the country with their heady brew of original soulful mountain music and deep commitment to roots and community. March 31st and April 1 and 2, More Than a Name. April 15, 16, 22nd and 23rd at the Garner Performing Arts Center, it is Godspell. Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Friday, March 18th, The Clothesline Muse at 7:30. Friday, April 1st, Billy McGuigan's Yesterday and Today, The Interactive Beatles Experience at 7:30. The Marvelous Music Family Series at Carrie Arts Center, Saturday, March 19th, Atlantic Coast Theater presents The Tortoise and the Hare, The Musical at 3 o'clock. April 15 through 17 and April 22nd through the 24th, The Wizard of Oz, presented in partnership with Cary Players. And other upcoming events in Cary, Saturday, March 5th, Kite Festival at Fred Bond Metro Park. That starts at 12:30. Sunday, April 17th, Chatham Street Chowdown. This is a food truck rally, noon to 4:30. Wednesday, May 4th, Senior Citizens Day. I guess that includes me, huh? Saturday, May 14th, Ritmo Latino Festival, noon to 6:30. And Apex at the Halley Cultural Arts Center, Sunday, March 13th, Mozart, Scriabin, Copland, and Chopin Connection, featuring Jonathan Moyer. April 22nd through the 24th and April 29th through May 1st, Don't Dress for Dinner. Performances at 7:30 Friday and Saturday evenings and at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Upcoming events in Wake Forest, the 2016 Six Sundays in Spring Concert Series will be held on consecutive Sundays from April 24th through May 29th. Bring the kids, friends, a picnic, and a blanket, and settle in for some fun and great music. Concerts start at 5 p.m. each Sunday at E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater. Alcoholic beverages, smoking, firearms, and unleashed pets are prohibited at Joyner Park. Coming up in Knightdale, they'll be celebrating Bike Month in style. That's Saturday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to noon. Knightdale's concert series is being held at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater. The concert series will be the first Thursday of the month, August through October, 6 to 9 p.m. Knightdale Parks and Recreation hosts an outdoor movie night series each spring. This event is free and open to the public. The dates, April 8th, May 13th, June 10th, and June 24th. In Clayton, it's Senior Recognition Day, always the third Friday in May. Town Square Concert Series, these free concerts bring more than 1,000 people to Clayton's Town Square. Every year, five different bands cater to a variety of musical tastes. These concerts are the third Thursday of each month, May to September. Millstock Art and Music Festival, Clayton's annual summer arts festival, is brought to you by Clayton Visual Arts Incorporated, the first Saturday in June in Horn Square. Okay, some upcoming festivals. March 4th, hopping around downtown, first Friday in Salisbury. March 5 and 6, Coastal Home and Garden Show, Moorhead City. March 12th, Luck of the Irish Pub Crawl in Salisbury. March 25 and 26, North Carolina Herring Festival in Janesville. And the, Jamesville, I wanted to make that clear. High Point Easter Egg Hunt is also March 25 and 26. April 2nd, Wake Forest Dirt Day. April 8th and 9th. It is the 9th annual Pirate Fest in Greenville. April 9th, Pingata Park at Old Waynesboro in Goldsboro. April 13th through the 17th, it is the Grifton Shad Festival. And April 15th, it is a Taste of Duplin and More in Keenanville. April 15 and 16, Firehouse Barbecue Cook-Off. Now, that one occurs in Kings Mountain. And finally, April 22nd and 23rd, the North Carolina Pickle Festival. And as you might expect, it's in Mount Olive. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, despite my health issues, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.